Recently, I read a story that a guy named Philip Yancey told. Philip Yancey is a speaker and an author. And he told about one Christmas that he decided he wanted to spend it in London. So he went to London, and one particular morning he got up and he said, "I just wanted to see some of England's glory." So he said, "I decided I was going to tour the city." He said, "I went through there and I looked at different things." He said, "I saw the mayor's gilded carriage. It was so ornate and gorgeous." He said, "I saw a golden scepter. I saw the crown jewels." He said, "I just saw how they did things and how they gave treatment to royalty." He said, "Even down to the guards, every detail of their uniform was precise. Nothing left to chance. Everything." And he said, "While I was touring that morning," he said, "it reminded me of a recent trip that Queen Elizabeth had taken. She had come to the United States." And he said, "I had seen it on the news." He said, "She came to the USA," and he said, "they rolled the red carpet out for her." And he said, "I heard in the news that she came with 4,000 pounds of luggage." Ladies, did you hear me? 4,000 pounds. They allow us 50. Just get this in perspective here. She came with her own personal hairdresser, bodyguards, and attendants to meet every need she would ever have. I personally became curious and did a little more research to see how she really would travel. And when I did the research, they said it's not uncommon for her to travel with 6 secretaries, 8 bodyguards, 2 hairdressers, and 2 ladies in waiting, and the list went on and on and on and on. Royal treatment made me start thinking of God's visit to this earth. He came to this earth and used a borrowed animal shelter. There were no attendants. He was dependent upon a teenage couple for food and shelter and clothing. There really wasn't there was an announcement, definitely. The angels lit up the sky. But who does the Bible say saw it? Some shepherds on a hillside, and one commentator said they were illiterate hirelings who just watched the flocks of others. Some people would classify them as nobodies, and that's who saw the announcement. I don't know why Jesus chose to come that way. I think in the human, if any of us had the chance and had the power that God had, we'd come out and show it off. But not him. Bill and Gloria Gaither wrote a lyric that says he was just an ordinary baby. That's the way he planned it, maybe, so that we could come to him and not be afraid. With no air of condescension, he became God's pure extension, giving you and me the chance to be remade. And he came to us with eyes wide open, knowing we were hurt and broken, but still choosing to partake of all our joy and pain. All he was just an ordinary baby. That's the way he planned it, maybe, so that we could come to him and not be afraid. Listen, this king, this God, who could order armies around, he can put up kings when he wants to and take them down when he wants to, can move them around like pieces on a chessboard. This God chose to come wearing the glory of humility. And he came for you, and he came for me. Is it any wonder that the songwriter many years ago penned how silently the wondrous gift was given? But God imparts to human hearts the message of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him, the dear Christ enters in. Aren't you glad he came? Aren't you glad he came? And today, this day, he still is making an eternal difference in all of our lives that will let him. I'm so thankful that Jesus came. And he truly has made all of the difference.
Strong.